Let's go. Let's go.
I don't know how to put this.
This is the Government Taco Matt Moment.
Kind of a big deal.
On Eagle 98.1.
People know me.
Hey, Michelle. Well, is today the day? LSU on the practice field today, this afternoon. Brian Kelly will meet with reporters around 6:30. And this could be the day that Brian Kelly announces a starting quarterback. We all presume at this point that it will be Jaden Daniels, the Arizona State transfer. But Brian Kelly did say, as we discussed yesterday, that he plans to name a quarterback sooner than later. You have a practice today open to the media. It was supposed to be in Tiger Stadium, but because of weather, it's been moved over to the practice facility. Florida State, of course, is getting ready for its season opener, week zero against Duquesne this weekend, sort of a dress rehearsal. So LSU's got to get it in gear to start getting ready for Florida State. That means naming a quarterback, and that could very well come today after practice when Brian Kelly meets with the media. We will wait and see. But that is somewhat inconsequential relevant to the news out of Tuscaloosa today, where the Alabama Board of Trustees has approved a contract extension for Nick Saban, which means our 15-year nightmare will continue through 2030. That's how long Nick Saban's contract has been extended, at an average of $11.7 million per year, besting the record deal that Kirby Smart had done at Georgia, paying him $11.2 million a year, because of course Nick has to be the highest paid coach in football. He certainly deserves that. But more than anything, this only further validates what I have been saying for years, and that is that Nick Saban has made a deal with the devil. Nick Saban is going to coach until he is 576 years old. In the year 2374, after he's won his 200th national championship, Nick Saban's going to walk to midfield at Brian Dennehy Stadium, and that big Crimson A is going to open up, and Nick Saban will be sucked into the fires of hell for all eternity as payment for the deal that he has made with the devil to make all of us miserable for as long as we are college football fans. That's right. This deal extends Nick Saban through his 78th birthday. Nick Saban is going to be going to midfield with a cane, whacking Jimbo Fisher on the side of the knee for getting out of line as he challenges every single record that has ever stood and will only step aside once he is the greatest in every sport and there is never a doubt left in anyone's mind. And we will all have to stand by and watch this continue to happen year after year after year. I would love to see Nick Saban just casually ride off into the sunset, counting all of his championships, enjoying his final years on Earth. But as I have said, those final years on Earth are still many in number because his deal with the devil will keep him alive for another 743 years. But if this is the price we had to pay to get Nick Saban to win us one back in 2003, I'll still take it.